Biden, Foreign Governments to Create More Pan-American Migration Pipelines. By Neil Monroe on June 9, 2022. President Joe Biden's deputies and foreign governments are creating new Pan-American migration pipelines into the United States. Even though Congress has not approved the additional migration into American jobs and housing. On Friday, we'll also come together to launch the Los Angeles Declaration. A groundbreaking, integrated new approach to managing migration and sharing responsibility across the hemisphere, Biden said Thursday at the inaugural ceremony of the Ninth Summit of the Americas. The meeting includes numerous government leaders from North and South America, including Mexico and Brazil. The new pipelines are being touted by business interests that want to extract more workers and consumers from poor countries. The new arrivals are meant to augment and replace Americans. Even though many millions of Americans are already living paycheck to paycheck or have been pushed out of the workforce by the arrival of wage-cutting migrants. Safe and orderly migration is good for all of our economies, including the United States, Biden said. It can be a catalyst for sustainable growth of the overall economy, he added. Biden's deputies are portraying the extraction migration policy as a humanitarian policy. It is an approach of shared responsibility where everyone in the hemisphere who is affected by irregular, illegal, migration, in particular, migration more generally, come together to take shared responsibility for managing this in a safe, humane and orderly way, Secretary of State Antony Blinken told CNN on June 8. So far, GOP leaders and Congress have done little to block the new pipelines, partly because the GOP's major donors want to stimulate Wall Street with more migrants. The proposed multinational pipelines may also steal market shares from the cartels for profit smuggling networks, officials say. The declaration represents a mutual commitment to invest in regional solutions that enhance stability, increase opportunities for safe and orderly migration through the region, and crack down on criminal and human trafficking who prey on desperate people, Biden said. These Pan-American pipelines are just a portion of the new migration routes being created by Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas and his deputies without approval from Congress. For example, Biden's officials have created a new private immigration system that allows groups, such as billionaire-funded nonprofits, universities, or recent immigrants, to import more migrants for their own purposes. The Uniting for Ukraine program, according to a June 7 report by the Niskanen Center, allowed more than 6,500 Ukrainians have arrived in the U.S. under the program and an additional 27,000 are authorized to travel and will arrive within 90 days. More than 45,000 sponsors have applied to sponsor. That's more than 1,000 per day submitting their paperwork since program launch. What's more, the portal designed for Uniting for Ukraine to match sponsors and beneficiaries can be modified to apply to different, future migration streams. For example, it can be tweaked to match skilled visa applicants with employers looking for talent. Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the D.C. establishment has extracted tens of millions of migrants and visa workers from poor countries to serve as legal or illegal workers, temporary workers, consumers, and renters for various U.S. investors and CEOs. This economic strategy of extraction migration has no stopping point. It is brutal to ordinary Americans because it cuts their career opportunities, shrinks their salaries and wages, raises their housing costs, and has shoved at least 10 million American men out of the labor force. Extraction migration also distorts the economy and curbs Americans' productivity, partly because it allows employers to use stoop labor instead of machines. Migration also reduces voters' political clout, undermines employees' workplace rights, and widens the regional wealth gaps between the Democrats' big coastal states and the Republicans' heartland and southern states. An economy built on extraction migration also alienates young people and radicalizes Americans' democratic, equality-promoting civic culture because it allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. The policy is hidden behind a wide variety of noble-sounding excuses and explanations. For example, progressives claim that the U.S. is a nation of immigrants, that Americans have a duty to accept foreign refugees, and that the state must renew itself by replacing populations. But the colonialism-like economic strategy also kills many migrants, exploits poor people, and splits foreign families as it extracts human resource wealth from the poor home countries. The economic policy is backed by progressives who wish to transform the U.S. from a society governed by European-origin civic culture into a progressive-directed empire of competitive, resentful identity groups. We're trying to become the first multiracial, multi-ethnic superpower in the world, Representative Rohit Khanna, DCA, told The New York Times on March 21. It will be an extraordinary achievement, we will ultimately triumph, he boasted.